Oh, are they still really bad?
Can I just have a little chat with you guys about hemorrhoids?
Oh, everyone loves the hemi chat.
Everyone loves the hemi chat. Can I just say, I will do this podcast, right, and I will get thousands desperate messages. Ashley, it's happened.
It's the desperation.
One. Please, this is the worst thing in the world. Ashley, help me, help me.
Yeah, he had this grin. He was like...
Like, you just paid for it.
You
like,
paid for it, and you took her for breakfast and kept her. But his face, he was so pleased with himself.
He kept saying to me, like, can you believe it?
You didn't get... And he walked in, and he was just like this. And it was almost as if, like, he'd done the whole... He was so happy with himself.
Yeah. I've done all of that, but then they go away.
And you get a lot of water like, in the bottom there. It comes out with the water.
It's me, honey. So then... Then there's also... Guys, hello. Welcome to Nip Tuck.
Nippity Tuckity.
Are here and in your ear. What was it Peter Kay used to say? Welcome to Bolton FM. Coming in your ears.
Chorley FM.
Chorley! Welcome to Rochdale.
I lived in Chorley once.
Did you?
Or where the listener
with the guy that
first.
Looked like the Jack Russell.
You lived in Chorley?
With Jack Russell boy. Yeah, I moved there for, it was a very short time. I lived at home as well, but I lived in there for like a short amount of time.
It's
very
far away.
But at that point, nothing seemed to make sense anymore.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
So I was just going to say, you smell.
What is that?
Lucas just went to us. Somebody smells lovely. And I was like, it won't be me.
It's the perfume that Megan bought me when we went shopping for her World Cup outfits.
You put a picture of it, didn't you, on Insta? What is it?
I'll get it out of my bag and show you. I'll link it.
It smells good.
Megan's suitcase got lost.
No. She went yesterday, didn't she?
The game's today. The suitcase is lost.
Fucking hell. What's she going to do?
All the other girls are rallying round.
What, and giving her bits of outfits?
Yeah.
Oh, no, when you've planned. How's that happened? Right, go on. What is it?
Thank you, Lucas. He's just gone and got my bag. Fragrance Dubois Sirene.
I'm going to put
some on.
Look
how much I've used already.
Let me put a bit on
I'm obsessed.
I can see if I want it. Is it like $300, $400?
It was expensive.
Yeah, they are, aren't they,
though? Do you like it?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's almost unusual.
It's like oudy, but there's a spit of vanilla. Has it got vanilla in it?
There is something
sweet.
Oudy.
There's a mix.
It reminds
there?
Me of like the UAE. And that
yes,
just...
and that's what we all want to smell like.
Expensive.
Yeah. Expensive. I think when you go to Dubai, as soon as you get there, it's even the airport
luxury.
Smells of oud and money.
Arabic men.
Arabic
smell.
Rich, smelly, smell nice men.
Just on the case, sorry.
Yeah.
Does she not put an air tag in it?
Yeah, like
yeah,
this
well,
is serious.
No, you can still put an air tag in it, but it's not got on the plane.
Oh, so she knows where it is?
Yeah. It's going to come to a hotel, but...
Oh, that when you've meticulously outfit planned.
Makeups. And first game. First game, guys.
Oh, shit. So what's she going to... Like, she's just going to borrow from people?
Mm-hmm.
But how can she borrow a Pickford top?
They might sell it at the store.
And then she might be able to, like, knot it or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please bear with us, guys. If there's stuff that we're talking about now and you're like, girls, we're over that.
Yeah, girls, that's old.
That's old news. Like, this week, we'll fill you in on, we'll bring you back a month. But, like, Molly Mae's just won the white dress.
She...
Lee Andrews has just come out of prison.
Right, can we talk about that? Because I've not seen it. So what, is he out? I genuinely don't think he was ever in prison. Do we have proof that he was?
Don't know.
We
don't
know.
I'm like, it's
boring.
Just a load of shite.
I think it was interesting for a bit.
So bear with me. I messed up my beauty schedule and I had a microspicule peel at Skin Address.
Okay.
Don't worry, pregnancy safe. But then I booked a spray tan.
That was stupid.
I thought it would be okay.
You
like
skin, honestly,
5 days later.
From here and even up close, it doesn't
it's
look bad. It's the
neck.
Oh, well, we can't.
Because I didn't spray my face, but then I sprayed my chest. So I think a bit's gone there. So, guys, please bear with me.
How hard is it to time your beauty stuff?
Nice, right?
Really nice. What's that?
I had a Vita Liberata spray tan.
Really nice.
The girl that does my spray tans is amazing. And I'm not quite ready to tell you her name because then I won't be able to get in.
Understandable.
But I might actually just say to her, like, can I have a regular slot?
So I think that's really important, because when you don't, when you have to get, so like your nails, your lashes, your hair, you have pre-booked.
Yeah.
Things like spray tans are kind of a whim, or you're going somewhere.
I think once a week in summer.
And you go, if you're going somewhere, you book it in, but then they can't get you in, and really, and then you can't be arsed and you forget and then it's too late. So really, I actually agree, if you can have that weekly, but it's the, you've got to time everything.
She can come at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, amazing. But it's getting it all off on time. Like, no, you've got to be dead, 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 dead.
6:30 in the morning, perfect. Because I have my bath the night before, I take it all off. She comes to mine at 6:30 in the morning. And she does the clear Vita dark tan.
Right.
And so it's clear. So yeah. I just look like me. Normal. Just going darker throughout the day.
Nice. And then you're done.
How nice is
I
that?
I much prefer when you've got time to tan in the morning.
Who was it that was talking about Barbara the other day again?
Oh, God.
Barbara's a celebrity.
She's a you need, have you met her?
Daisy that does our massages came around to mine.
You need to meet Barbara. Is she
amazing?
She's just lovely. She's absolutely lovely. She's so,
the girls on Patreon love
they
her.
Love her. One of them said the other day, like, how do I go about this? I don't want any tan lines because I'm going away. And I was like, just say to her, Babs, I'm going to be nude. I was like, she don't give a fuck. And she's got these little cuppy things anyway. But I was like, if I wanted to be nude, I'd just be like, this is what I've got.
She
tan it. Tan my clit. Like, yeah. Fine, not arse. But she's sound. Tan she's really flaps. Good. Tan my flaps, bitch. Mine are
frost
that.
My flaps. My
frost. Mine are that low now are that I'd they? Get a tan line. What? I'd have to lift them up. They're just skinny as fuck.
What, like, so you've got outies?
No. My outer labia just has no volume. It's just thin now. Like, everywhere.
Don't fanny shame. We don't fanny shame.
No, not arse. It is what it is. I've had 2 kids. I'm 30. Like, whatever. I've got a saggy neck too. But it's just like the volume. Can we just... Sorry, we've really digressed here. But my mind is the guy you sent me. The gynecologist guy in America. What's his name,
We spoke about him. Let me get
because
it.
Because you get it.
Have a look. So this guy, I mentioned him a few weeks ago on the pod. And it's this American gynecologist. And he does fanny procedures every single day. Well, obviously he's a gynecologist.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He's a fanny doctor. And
a downstairs doctor.
Love that. He seems lovely.
But she sent me his page the other day. Lovely. But the thing that made me laugh is he has like a diagram, like a 3D thing.
There he is.
Do you remember East is East when the fanny got chucked on the guy? It's like that. And he holds it in his area. Let me just... So he's called...
The cosmetic guy.
So the cosmetic GYN, he's got 40,000 followers. And this is what gets me. He holds the labia fanny in his area.
In his crotch.
It's just, and he literally, the videos, he's got his head,
the lady is sat there having the procedure and he's like popping his head like, today we've removed this. And he shows you
it's
what
mad.
He's removed from the lady's
And you can't
fanny.
See fanny, but you can just see him coming out
of
the legs.
If I lived in America,
like, it's great.
I'd go to him.
Yeah, I just think, even if you don't want to touch your fanny and you're not bothered,
look,
and that's fine. I just think it's worth having a look. And I like how it normalises fannies as well. I just like him. I like him. Right.
Anyway, so back to what we're saying. So Megan's lost a case.
What have we been up to? Because I was just going to say, I spoke to Megan and then it led me on to the baby shower.
Yes, so my friends planned a surprise baby shower for me.
So how this happened, right. So on Thursday, I was in a mood. I've been in a weird place.
It's because you've moved house.
I've been in
a discombobulation.
Honestly, I'll talk about it another time.
It does things
but
to
I've
you.
Been odd, off, like off kilter.
You can't find your stuff.
I'm off kilter. I was like, am I depressed? Have I got, not okay. Anyway, Thursday I was in a right mood and it was raining. Callum rang me. I was like, Callum ringing me for? And I thought, oh, something, Ashley's had the baby or something. I was like, oh, well hello. He went, babes, what are you doing on Sunday? And I was like, really busy. Didn't know what it was. I just thought, I'm not doing it, whatever it is. And he was like, I was like, I'm really busy. I've got all sorts of things. And he was like, right, okay, because, well, you're going to have to make time. And I was like, why? And he was like, I'm doing a surprise baby shower for Ashley. And I was like, well, I could move things around because I'd already told him how busy I was. I was like, I can move some things around. I'll have to confirm later. And I was probably quite rude to him because I was in a really bad mood. I was probably rude to him. And I was like, right, fine. But what is it? Do I have to get dressed up? Anyway, so then I calmed down later. I was like, yeah, I'll be there, of course. What time? And he said to me, I'll add you to the group chat. And I said, Callum, if you add me to a group chat, I will tell everyone every secret I know about you. And he was like, oh, fucking hell, I better not. Then he went, you told half him on the pod anyway. I was like, yeah, but I didn't say your name. Anyway, so from what I can gather, him and Lola decided that this could potentially, but who knows in our fucking life, be the last baby.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do something, which is
cute.
Love. I wish I was that friend. I'm not that friend, but lovely.
It was an actual surprise.
So, tell us from your perspective.
Ed was like, you need to get out of bed today. And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, you really, you do. Like, this isn't okay. And he was like, opening the curtains. Like,
when you're in a deep depression and someone's like, no, we need some sunlight. Like, oh,
like, and I was like, no, just
go away. Yeah.
And he was like, no, really. And I'd had this peel and I looked like shit. I did. I looked like shit.
You didn't look the best version of yourself.
I was wearing my pajamas.
Yeah.
And so he took me for breakfast. And then, I don't know, he's always weird anyway, so...
Did you notice he was being weird or...
No.
He's always off, a bit odd. Odd guy. So, you didn't really notice.
And we had a little Snowy with... Why is she the cutest?
She's so cute. It's those little teeth. She's always like this.
I know. It's the white hair.
And the white hair, she's just like... She always looks confused.
She wants to cuddle daddy all the time.
She's lovely. Well. She's so, so cute.
So anyway, we went for breakfast and then get home. And I was like, I want a frozen yogurt on the way home. So I got a frozen yogurt. Get home. And I was like, why is Megan's car parked randomly on the road there? And I didn't register. And then I've got out of the car and then Jerry comes up behind me. And I screamed. I was like, ah!
I bet you thought, fuck off.
And she was like, I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, all dressed up. And she was like, I'm here to see Megan. And I was like, Megan doesn't live next door anymore. Like, what are you doing?
Megan doesn't live
and
here
anymore.
And
then she was like, well, and then, yeah.
It's
I
so
in
funny.
The house,
wow.
And I was like, what the fuck? But it was a really nice day. So thank you, all of my friends.
Well, I got there at like, I think like half an hour before you came and we were like doing bits and bobs and stuff.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was really fun. I went in and Lola was a bit like, nice wow. So we were like doing bits and taking pictures and like me and your dad were filling up. Oh, I had such a lovely chat with your dad. I love it. He's such a nice man. So I was filling up the thing and your mum was doing the usual and we were like filling up the champagne and stuff. And then Ed, what I thought was really cute is the look on Ed's face, right, is... He was that proud of himself, as if he had organised this whole thing. He had this grin. He was like
you just paid for it.
You
like,
paid for it, and you took her for breakfast. And
yeah,
but his face—he was so pleased
and
with himself.
He kept saying to me,
can you believe you never guessed? Yeah. You didn't guess, and he walked in, and he was just like this, and it was almost as if like he'd done the whole. He was happy with himself.
Yeah.
So the theme was Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Megan came head to toe in pink Poochie. She got
the pink Birkin. She looked amazing.
She absolutely loves any form of like character theme. Dress up theme. Absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
But Callum had actually said to me, we're not dressing up. So
Callum
I wasn't dressed up. And then again, no one told me that. So I was in black, like at a funeral. But anyway, so it was really cute. There was like, who did the food and stuff?
Ed's sister, I think.
Really? It was really nice. So it was like New York-y food. So it was like bagels with, what's it called? The pastrami, is it called? Like stuff like that. And then there was really cute biscuits. And oh my God, there was these mini chocolate eclairs. And I was just, I was Scooby snacking them. Like,
it was nice. And the kids stayed out of the house.
Yeah, where were they?
With Christine. With Sarah.
I saw Christine at some point as well. So very confusing. I was in my car. I'll tell you about that actually. I've trialled a Defender. So I was in that. So they were like, Callum's like, you need to move your car off the drive. And I was like, she won't know it's mine. But I moved it anyway, because then you'd be like, why is there a car on my drive? But I thought, she's that pregnant, she won't.
I wouldn't.
Would have just been like, get me back to bed. Yeah, we surprised her. And she was you were surprised.
I was. I had a lovely day.
I left after like an hour and a bit, because I had to go back to Defender. Did you just like carry on eating and...
Yeah. Just
had a lovely time.
Catch up with my friends. And yeah.
And then you were like...
Then I was like, I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, so you can stay or leave.
So I'm really pregnant now. I will have had the baby by the time I'm talking about this, but I'm 36-1.
So technically, right?
It could come at any point.
If you weren't having a section,
because
sections are always a bit early in case of natural labour, you would have three and a bit more weeks. Like you would have
four weeks.
You'd have a
could
month.
Could you deal with me like this for 4 more weeks?
It would be hard. No, you've been fine, but it's hard now, isn't it? You'd have 4 weeks left, mate.
Like, I am throwing suppositories up my arse for fun.
Why? Can you not poo?
No.
Or just because you're bored?
Stuff that's coming out.
Really?
The hemorrhoids are hanging.
Oh, are they still really bad?
Can I just have a little chat with you guys about hemorrhoids?
Oh, everyone loves the hemi chat. Everyone loves the hemi chat.
Can I just say, I will do this podcast, right, and I will get thousands desperate messages. Ashley, it's happened. I've
it's the desperation.
One. Please, this is the worst thing in the world. Ashley, help me, help me.
Yeah.
On Patreon. Ashley, I've got a hemorrhoid. Why are you all coming to
you,
me?
Never mind, like, skincare advice, foundation.
Do you know
no,
who
hemorrhoids.
I went to? Callum. So Callum had one that was really bothering
oh,
him.
Oh, sorry, Callum. Sorry. I did say would tell you secrets.
And this was, like, years ago. And I remember being like, oh, like, I've, like, had them in late pregnancy, but never, like,
just
that.
Normal.
No, do you remember that time I got one and I sent you and Christina a picture of it?
Yes.
And it was, like, a blueberry.
Yes.
Right, so
I remember
basically
that well.
It was after my facelift, it was horrendous. So I took too much codeine without taking the...
laxative stuff as well.
So when you're on painkillers, girls, and especially after you've had a C-section or you're constipated, whatever... make sure you take laxative alongside because it will get too much.
Even just like a light one. You don't have to go heavy with the laxative. Just something to like loosen.
So basically, here's my tips for hemorrhoids because I don't want to keep you on this subject for too long. Zeta West Psyllium Husk Tablets, right? These are fibre in a capsule.
Okay.
Okay? Fucking unreal. If I remember to take them...
You're all
no,
right.
No, 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 hemorrhoid. No hemorrhoid. But then once it happens, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, it's too late then. You've already created it.
So the Zeta West Psyllium Husk tablets, other brands do them, but I just, those ones work for me. Pre and probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Epitome, amazing. These are all like long-term things. Don't worry, I'm going to save you on
for the we're going to do the urgent one in a minute.
The Frida Mom Witch Hazel in a pump. Put that on your bot suits.
Oh, okay.
Then you can also get off Amazon witch hazel pads.
You can put them up on your knickers.
One thing that works on some hemorrhoids, if they're not too big, is sugar. White sugar on a cotton wool pad.
What?
Tiny bit of water, like a teaspoon
sugar.
Of water. White sugar. Hold it on your arsehole.
Right.
And it will shrink your piles.
Is it because it
the sugar absorbs?
Is it because of that thing, that scientific term that I can't remember?
Osmosis
that we learn in science, where it takes the water from one side to another.
No, honestly, I went.
The sugar uses osmosis to draw out excess fluid, temporarily reducing swelling.
We are so fucking clever,
Lucas. This episode's called Osmosis for Hemorrhoids.
We are so clever,
right? So basically, I was watching TikToks one day when I was crying my eyes out.
Yeah.
I used to work at the Alexandra Hospital, and my friend is like the big boss
big dog.
There. And she's probably like dealing with all kinds of shit. She sees right now, like, I got a hemorrhoid, you need to get in.
Yes, you tried to book in to have it out.
It was, no, when you've got one, girls that get it, get it.
Yeah.
Like hot girls get hemorrhoids.
I've only ever had it once.
Hot girls get hemorrhoids.
That's the episode title.
There we go. So, sugar on a pad, on the arse, lie in bed, no disturbance. Or I used to put it on my arse in the bath because then you can rinse the bath off after. Anasol suppositories are the best ones, but you need to get the ones with the steroid inside them.
Right.
So basically, like, I'm so naughty. I went into Boots the other day and I was like, hello, behind the counter suppository Anasol hemorrhoid stuff, please. And the lady was like, you know you can't take these when you're pregnant. And I was like,
not for me.
Eyes here. Yeah, not. I know. I know. These are not suitable in pregnancy.
And then, my arsehole is fine. And then waddling out.
This poor lady was like, you can't. She, you know, she couldn't be like, well, you are clearly
and you're like,
pregnant.
I know.
And I was just like, my husband's got piles that's bothering
him. They can't prove you're pregnant.
Then there is another cream that I get off Amazon. I'll link it in Patreon. But basically, it is this cream that's got like witch hazel and arnica and stuff inside it. So I think because it's got that like mentholy, you put it on your bum and it gives you the immediate calming. And then there's a spray that you can put
on. A lot of things for hemorrhoids.
If honestly you wanted to be rich, invent something for hemorrhoids, because people will fucking pay.
Yeah, because you don't want that.
My hemorrhoids were that bad, I even ordered
oh my god, what,
a butt plug?
No, you fucking didn't. To put the hemorrhoid in and keep it in.
And put the butt plug in the fridge.
I thought you had like a little metal one with like a little heart.
Yeah,
or...
no, I do. I put the butt plug in like the fridge and I thought I'll use it as like a tampon device up my arse.
To keep them up. We do not recommend that. Oh my god, so James, when he next gets a bad pile, I might say to him, okay, you're going to have to put...
But you can get all kinds. So basically, butt plugs don't work. I just walk around the house with your finger up your ass instead. the things that work is...
What are you doing? Nothing?
Hello, name's Ashley Stiff.
If it stings, could you not try the ice trick? Just pop a few ice cubes up there.
I've done all of that, yeah, but then they go away.
And you get a lot of water, like, in the bottom then. It comes out with the water.
It's me, honey. So then there's also there's these stickers you can get to stick it back on your ass. I even ordered them. Fucking every time the Amazon driver was too easy. Please, what is this? And I'm there in my dressing gown, can't even wear clothes, can fucking 10 million grapes coming out of the house.
Charcuterie board, anyone?
It's awful.
It's horrible. It is. I'm really sorry.
That's why you got to laugh about the hemorrhoids. And like, I used to, you know, when I first suffered, I used to keep it to myself. And now I'm suffering.
Now you will literally tell anyone and everyone. And did you used to deal with it in silence?
I used to deal with it on my own. I've healed. I used to secretly order books.
Oh my god. Right. Sorry guys, just give me a minute because my makeup's literally running. I'm so sorry you've gone through that. Right.
Have you never had one?
Never had one.
At the end of...
You get bummed.
Yeah.
I swear.
I've never been bummed. Maybe the trick is to
get
bummed.
No, but Lucas doesn't get bummed that much.
But then your mate got it as well.
Lucas doesn't get bummed that much. So.
I think they're hereditary.
I got one at the very end of my pregnancy with Tommy. And James put it back in the bath. Do you remember? He was like, I'm going to get...
James gets them horrendously.
He gets them horrendously. And I couldn't get my arm round because of the bump. So when we were in the bath, I was like... And he was like, I will do it. So he like pushed it back
and
up.
And it went in.
And he got a hard on.
He did?
Yeah.
Told you.
Fucking disgusting. He put the pile up and he's like, oh, I was like, have you got a... That's fucking disgusting. He's like, sorry. So,
it's immediate relief, though.
It did help. And then it went, after I had the baby, it went. Like,
I'm going to need an operation.
Since.
So if anyone wants to collab on a hemorrhoid procedure.
Palm on, maybe do it.
Yeah.
Right. So, Lucas, I'm completely...
I think we all are. I mean, we've gone off.
That was one of the funniest things we've ever gone off.
Right, should we have a break? I think we need a break. Let's have a break.
Bye.
We're going to be back with a bit more, organisation. Right, bye, guys. Woo, guys, we are back. Sorry, we needed a minute there after all that frivolity. So, James, back to like catch up on where we've been at. As I said, my mental health has been not good. But I'm all right today.
Eli bracelets
not working. I'm all right today. I think.
Isn't it your kid-free weekend this weekend coming?
Yeah, but James, because he's working on the house, like he's just outside. Oh, I think, do you know what? Boring. Right, but he won't be working outside because listen to this. Like, honestly, it's just one thing after fucking other. So he's done his knee in. So he is obviously a builder, so his job is physical, and he's doing the reno on the house, and he's done his knee in. Now, I'm too busy to be looking, bothering about his knee. So I've just like ignored him for a while. And he's not a pussy. Like and then he rang me from work. He was like, it's an 8 out of 10 in pain. Like it's and he's still doing full, he's such
is
a grafter.
Is he taking pain medication?
No, because he's one of these people that's like, no, don't take tablets. All right, then be in pain, you fucking loser. Like, or take a codeine, be high as a kite, happy as Larry, and it doesn't hurt as much. Yeah. It's on you. So his knee's bad. So I was like, what do I do? So he's not even like, I was like, right, go to the doctors. But he's like, well, how? The NHS system is really hard sometimes.
It'll take 3 weeks to get a GP appointment.
This is the thing. So I was like, right, where do we begin with this situation? So I was like, right, okay, I'll book you in the doctors.
And you know, I've got private healthcare.
Oh, shit. So
I have spoken about on the podcast and I've recommended, given Lauren,
and you probably got shit for it.
Given you the man.
She said to me, when I told her about the knee, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do because he's going to have to stop working soon. It's really bad. Like, I can't do this. And she was like, well, did you get the private healthcare that I told you to get? And I was like, no. Anyway, no. Never got round to it. Wish I had. So I was like, right, we ring the doctors. It takes 2 weeks to get in for an appointment. Then the doctor who's a GP and isn't a whatever goes, right, I'll refer you.
You're losing money every day.
Every day you're taking time off work. So I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? So we know a couple of people at Pall Mall Medical, don't we? Mm. And I was like, hang on a minute. So I messaged and I was like, any chance? Do you have like a scanny device? Is there anything we can do? Honestly, guys, massively, massively recommend it. They got him in. He had a phone call
and
with the GP.
And you just paid for the scan?
Yeah, he had a phone call with the GP. It was booked. The scan
like
was booked.
Private
in.
GP.
Yeah, really quick phone call, checking that he wasn't, you know, whatever. A few days later, he went in for the scan, which was yesterday. And then he said
checking he didn't have Munchausen.
Yeah, he wasn't making it up and just wanted a laugh.
day out.
Just wanted
the
a day off. So he went for the scan. It took 15 minutes and we're just waiting for the results. So it could be something called a meniscus.
That's what Ed's had twice.
Which is not good.
Not good.
That is surgery.
No weight bearing.
No weight bearing. I married a builder, so that's not great. I married a builder for the reno, and he can't do the reno. Like, what the fuck?
And then he got pissed and weight bared on it, and then he had to have the whole thing redone again.
Wow, that's really annoying.
No, but like, I'm just affirming that
you have to. How long? Like 6 weeks.
And he had this device that he had to wear all the time and in bed.
Ick.
On his leg, and you have to turn it every day a little bit more, so your leg so when you wake up from the surgery, like I think your leg's like that, and then it has like a thing that you turn.
Are you joking? No. So there's that. Then there's the ACL.
So has that gone as well?
We don't know. It could be like normal knee problems are one of the
ACL's
again an operation
easier than meniscus,
but it's an operation
because meniscus they might have to remove the whole thing,
the whole leg,
the meniscus.
I don't know what a meniscus is.
It's like a little bit of muscle.
Fantastic. So yeah, I mean, let's just see, guys. But honestly, we're fucked.
Stem cell injections are really good for it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that as well. So we'll find out. I'll let you guys know. But I just have to say, they were really good. So we'll get the results. And then I guess we decide what we do next. But if it's an operation, he's going to be not working for 6 weeks. Therefore, not making any money.
Actually, Lauren, we've booked in at Pall Mall for...
Have you done it?
The BRCA test.
Have you booked it?
Yeah, we're going after recording one day in August.
Have you told... I'm sure you'll have
told
me.
You're in the chat.
I forgot. Brilliant. Right, okay. So we're doing that as well.
Mole check. I'm having the BRCA test. Loads of you have messaged me about the BRCA test, by the way. Thank you so much.
Yeah, with like bits of advice and stuff. Really helpful.
Someone did say, just go and get it done. You need to go and get it done. But then someone else said, don't get it done while you're postpartum because your head will be up your arse.
That's a fair point. Mm, so that is a quite a fair point.
I think I'm going to decide on the day.
Yeah. So we're going to go there. But yeah, I don't know how, like, so if you do need like last minute tests, that kind of thing, it just made it so much easier. Yeah, we had to pay. Yeah, it's annoying. But the amount
NHS
of time
is available.
But the amount of time that he would have taken off work to do all the NHS stuff, it would have paid for the scan. So whatever. Let's say I could be in a deep dark place if he has to be off work for 6 weeks and can't do the reno for 6 weeks, and I will have to drive all five kids round and pick them up from all the schools in different directions across
the
northwest.
Or is it in the van?
He does it in the van. They won't fit in my car, so I'm gonna have to drive his fucking van as well. I'll lose it. I won't be back on the pod. for weeks. I'll lose my head. So yeah, let's see how that goes. Also, little...
What would you rather have, a hemorrhoid or James?
Well, he'll probably get... He'll fucking get hemorrhoids from the operation as well. So he'll be moaning about his knee, he'll be moaning about his arsehole. And I had a section in it, my baby cut out of me, and nobody gave a fuck.
No, they don't. I no said one to Ed the other day, I was like, so how long are you having off work? He went, just 2 days.
Oh, right. Cool.
I was like, okay.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. Right, okay. What else have we got to talk about? So what about the under 16 social media ban? What are your initial thoughts?
How does this work, right? Because how are adults still allowed to show pictures of kids on social media if they've banned it for under 16?
So they've banned the usage of it, which means that they can't have an account. So,
yeah, well, then why should someone else be allowed to post pictures of them then?
It's not
none of it makes sense.
No, but it's not the picture thing. What it is
chatting to weirdos.
It's the mental health knock-on effect of Snapchat, Twitter, not Twitter.
In full
TikTok,
support.
It's that.
But then some people have said it's like a government ploy to get everybody to have. By the way, conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no. But these are the angles I've looked at. When I first heard about it, I was literally like, "Fucking brilliant, great! I don't want her to have social media, so that is wonderful."
Yeah, and it's not fair on the parents when they're going like, "Sally
has got it, such and such has got it." It also takes away the culture of social media. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, great. And then I spoke to James about it, who gave me different opinions from different people that he'd look, because he's really into like different opinions and stuff. So he was like, well, there's different opinions though, Lauren. So one of the things that he said is, apparently YouTube comes into that. So he was like, what about the kids who are really into like Teddy with golfing when he gets older, and will follow TikTok accounts and will follow like...
Educational,
to watch people doing what they're really interested in and to
learn. They can still watch it, they just can't have their own account.
So then they'd have to go, but then you'd have to make them your account and then they could just go on it. Do you know what I mean?
No, they can still watch YouTube without an account and TikTok.
Can they?
Yeah.
So what's the point then of banning it?
Because then they've not got an account to like engage and message people.
So they can watch it, but they can't. Yeah. Okay,
that's
so that.
Right, isn't it, Lucas?
And then one of the views that I saw online that I kind of understood, they were like, why ban it for everyone? All you're doing, it's just helping lazy parents that just don't want to put boundaries in themselves.
No, I think you have to ban it for everyone.
And I kind of understood that as well.
Like, mate, when I was fucking 14, the shit I used to do on the internet. And the internet's
agree.
Weirder now.
No,
like,
I agree.
I used to go on that chat roulette and watch men like wanking off.
Not on
like,
purpose, but the weird, you'd find it all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. And then like that two girls, one cup.
But yeah, I agree. So that if they can't access that.
Mom, what happened in 2000?
well, honey, sit down. So it's like, I do get that.
Two girls, one cup.
But then somebody else said, because there's all the different opinions, they will still find a way, but this time they'll do it secretly. And then it's
like
secretive.
A dark web.
And they won't tell you they're doing it. So you can't say, like, is everything okay on your social media?
No, I get that.
So there was that as well. And then the other big thing is, okay, so how do we prove that we are not children? The way we have to prove it is digital ID. Mm. And a lot
and
of people...
credit cards and stuff, and if you've had the account for a certain amount of years.
So a lot of people are saying that this is just a way, again, don't know, not my opinion,
nanny
just
state,
an opinion.
Yeah.
It's nanny state, and it's a way of, again, being like, well, if you want social media, you're going to need to get the government, and it's that kind of thing. So there's like all different opinions. I, at first, thought it was a great idea. I'd rather she didn't have social media. I didn't have it. And yes, it will mean I have to parent more, but I probably should anyway. You know, like, I was like, fuck. But they sit on, I mean, she hasn't got social media.
I think after that Sophie Dixon chat, I think it's like,
I think I'm not against it, but we'll see. I don't know when it even comes into play.
It's in now.
But what it did make
you
think.
Did you see that diva on the news?
No.
Sky News were interviewing this kid, and they were like, so your screen time this weekend was 9 hours. Now social media's banned, what are you going to do? And she went, stare at a wall.
Go and cause trouble in the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
That's what this is the other thing though. This is the other issue. So when I was 14, I was drinking a bottle of cider on the park and telling my mum I was sleeping out. I was doing all sorts of weird shit. Mm. Like, do you remember, I'm not saying I did this, but did anyone used to get police chases?
Yeah.
People did.
All the time. Egging. Yeah.
Right. So now there's no social media. What are they going to do? Are they going to go back to what we used to
let
do?
Them look at how we turned out.
Absolutely fine. So yeah,
but
I don't know.
They can't buy fags. They can't buy fags either. None of our kids will ever be able to smoke a fag in their life.
Why? They,
from now, if you are under the age of 18,
yeah,
from I think a year ago, you will never legally be allowed to buy a cigarette.
I was 14 when I smoked, which is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, same. I think I had one of my nans when I was like, really?
I used to just smoke anything I could find, yeah, really. Same. Like, weird, isn't yeah. it? But my, I feel like the culture's changed. So are they going to do that?
Smoking's
but one thing I did
cool
think,
again, I heard.
Well, actually, I've got something to say on that, because apparently 90s heroin chic has come back.
Yeah.
So being skinny and smoking and drinking coffee is like making a comeback. And yeah. all the people
what
that
are... just call it?
90s heroin chic. Kate Moss.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Yeah, a moment and the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah,
it's all that, which is not good. It's not a good culture. But a lot of people I've seen.
Isn't it weird? Because everyone's going all peptide-y as well.
Yeah, at the same time. Like,
what am I doing?
It's like me, inject one thing, drink a coffee, have a fag. Like,
balance.
I think balance.
Yeah.
But people are now saying they're like really fighting against
You've
that. Like,
stop smoking wellness. Fags.
Yeah, and a vape.
That's not classy.
There's in no world is that a cool thing to do. Like, I have tried to stop. I'm going to get one of those. I keep saying I'm going to. Yeah, and I haven't yet. Anyway, one thing I did think about the social media thing. If you all have to give ID,
yeah.
is it going to stop trolling a little bit more? Because you can only have a face account.
No, I don't think.
No. Because if you have to prove who you are now, is that going to stop? It won't stop it, but will that minimise people all of a sudden deciding to, oh my God, so these two girls that I follow, I think the bossy mums, I think they are, two lesbian ladies, and they've just had they had all the drama with the ex and stuff. They were open about it.
Boss mammies.
And they're lovely girls.
Geordies.
Absolutely. One's Geordie, one's out. Lovely fucking girls. Anyway, they had loads of drama with ex, and I won't go into it, but they probably would come on and they're very interesting. Anyway, they pregnant again, and one of them was like,
oh, are they pregnant?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
went to Cyprus.
She was very early,
went
and
to
it
Cyprus.
Was like their last embryo
because
ever.
They'd been fucked over with their embryos and an agreement they'd made. Yeah, very very dodgy, dangerous shit. So anyway, allegedly from their accounts, obviously, you know, we've got to be careful, can't comment anything, but really lovely girls. And she put a post on the other day on her Insta, and someone had been trolling her, like a newish account. You know, it says new.
They make it to troll you then. So you
yeah,
know
so she's made it to troll you.
One
so
sec,
she.
Where'd she no, I'm not pushing.
Don't push a pile up. So she went on and it said on it that the account was created 5 days ago in Mauritius. So she posted.
Well, that's very specific.
So she posted.
How do you find out where.
I don't know. Don't know.
Guys,
don't know.
Can you tell us?
And then she posted, Carly, she's called, Carly Jones, I think. I'll check her instead. And then she posted saying, so I know whoever made this account has just been to Mauritius on holiday. She was like, so guys, I'm opening the field. Tell me who's just been to Mauritius. And she's worked out that somebody has been posting in Mauritius. No, I don't know. And she posted five. She was like, yeah, we know who it is now. So if you're going to make a fake account, fucking be careful. If you're going to stalk your ex, be careful where you do it from. No, I couldn't, but if you're going to, be fucking careful.
It's a bit like this guy that lives in my best mate Jack's building. Mm. He posts pictures of, like, holidays.
Yeah.
And we have this game because we found out. And they're literally, like, the promo pictures from the website.
No, he
he's
doesn't.
He's not going.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
yes, he
does. It's like a thing, so...
Goon. So he pretends he's on holiday and he's not?
Yeah.
The only time you should ever do that is if you're trying to make a man
jealous. Loads of men do it, like... So there's this girl that sells pictures... for men to buy to make their social media pop. So it'll be like, she'll be like front row of a fashion show, F1, like Monaco,
what?
Ibiza on a yacht. And they are, so obviously you can find out like reverse images, but these are legit.
The
so
real images that's been taken.
Make your profile pop. So like Lucas said, this guy's faking being on holiday. Yeah, you can easily do that.
And he does it because I think he sells like the online trading
travel
courses.
Oh, yeah. Something. Can I have 2 minutes to tell
Absolutely.
You about something? Right.
Wow.
Sit.
Listening.
I watched that programme on BBC. What was it called? It's on our
Two
group
Sex.
Chat.
It's about the OnlyFans thing, isn't it?
It was an OnlyFans programme on BBC. Okay. Watch it.
OnlyFans Inside the Machine.
Right. Okay. 45 minutes long. You know those guys like HS Tiki Toki and stuff like that? Do you know that that's what they do? They manage OnlyFans girls.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
Part of what they do is that.
He said it in the Louis Theroux doc.
How?
They, it's so bad, Lauren. So basically, this isn't, by the way, just OnlyFans. This is, we're talking about all the different websites, platforms, adult, like
adult content platforms. Yeah.
So say you're a girl and you, this is like a known thing.
Right. Yeah.
So say you're a girl and you're on OnlyFans. If you've got like a new profile, it'll come up and they've got like these Telegram groups, all of these really toxic
Telegram's
men.
Quite a thing, isn't it? Mm.
And they'll say to the girls like, right, I'll take you on board my OnlyFans course to make your money from $5,000 a month into 20.
Yeah.
But you have to give me an agency fee, which starts at around 40%.
But it sounds good. If you're only earning so much, someone comes along and they're like, I'm going to boost your profile. You're going to be like, oh, it's like having a manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what they call them, agents and managers.
And how do they do this then?
They blackmail the girls.
So they almost own the girls.
Basically, yeah. There was one where they like were withdrawing money out of their account because they were logged in. Changed all the passwords and kicked them out of their own accounts after they'd taken them on.
There's a guy that we were sat in the sauna with in Jack's building, and he manages girls. And you hear all this. Why do people now, younger generation, just have no fucking morals? Because yeah. I would never in a million years...
No, they don't even bat an eyelid doing it.
No.
No. So when you say
and
manage
they were saying
them,
to the girls, like, more extreme videos...
So how do they, when you say manage their page, how do
it's
they...
It's all on this program.
Right.
So, for example,
how do they make the page bigger?
Is say they've got, like, I don't know, like 30 talent on their roster.
Right.
There was one guy who came across as, like, a bit of a better one. I think he owned an agency called, like, Rebel or something. And he, for example, rented a house out in Cheshire.
Right.
For a day. And they were all allowed to shoot in there.
Right.
So they...
Okay.
That then they all get like that. I would say
I'm not against. That's an agent.
That's
like,
an agent. Like you're going.
Everyone has an
content,
agent. I'm not
like,
against that.
Filmed and stuff like that, and they got the house for free and
right
stuff benefits like that. But these other ones are very like.
Oh yeah. My god! So be careful, girls. Mm-hmm. That's really scary, isn't it?
And there was one girl that like they threw bricks through a window. They beat her up. Like,
and what's the program called again?
OnlyFans Behind the Machine.
I might watch that. That sounds really interesting.
No, watch it, Lauren. It's really insightful. Now, here is the section where if you're on a spending ban, it's time to put your phone and your credit
card. Mute it.
Away. Ready? Forgot about these, Lauren. Spoken about these for many, 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 many moons.
Many,
many. Nutrient skin supplements.
Yep.
The vitamin C and the glutathione. Fucking, well, expensive. Do they work? Yes.
Liposomal, which yeah. means that they are easy to get into your
system.
Stuff. I've still got some.
They're brilliant. So the vitamin C ones, especially for at the end of your pregnancy, are really good because they make your skin, what was it? It's proven. They make your skin like 40% more elastic.
Google it. So it's Altrient, Altrient, I think. Google it and have a look at the website because I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember buying them because maybe good marketing, but I remember looking at it and being like, no, there's got like proven figures here. It was like
about skin
elasticity.
And the glutathione's for pigment girls.
Glutathione, you can inject that legally, all good. It's a peptide that's approved. You can inject glutathione. Glutathione is a master antioxidant. Antioxidant means it takes all the bad shit out of your body. So it's fantastic for hangovers. Really good. I always do it, take one, I inject it before and after
a night out
because it gets the shit out of your body. But also one of the main things that causes pigmentation, it's loads of different things because I'm a fucking expert on it, is like free radicals and stress of the shit in your body. So the glutathione,
free radicals,
that's what I'm trying. Yeah, glutathione is really good for an internal way to help minimize pigmentation.
So there you go. Maybelline Sky Tubes mascara, I've got it on today. It's unreal.
Which one's that?
The one that Liv Atwood promotes.
Do you
the
get
tubing mascara?
I keep, because my eyelashes are starting to grow a tiny bit at the bottom, I keep getting them like, I put my mascara on, I'll go and
try
do something,
this.
And I've got all black under my eyes.
Try this. Prequel body lotion, absolutely sensational. I've got an oil that I've been using at home, but then I put the prequel over the
top. I've not heard of that.
It's an American brand, and I bought it ages ago. It comes in a tube about this big, fucking huge. It's like right. 20 quid. Ceramide. We love a ceramide.
We like body a ceramide.
Cream. Unreal. The Decipher custom foundation drops. They're in a pipette dropper. And basically, if you're going on holiday or if you've got like a travel makeup bag, these are the perfect thing to put in there because they're really, they're like water. They go on like a skin tint. They're buildable, which is good, but they're like that big.
So do you mix them with something or put them directly on?
Either or.
So you could mix them with your moisturiser?
I even have mixed them with my fake
tan. Or with your foundation or your fake tan or, right, okay.
I think my code is Ashley20. I do work with them. But they're very good. The Fenty Beauty Fairy Bomb Puff.
That's a lot of things in
it's
it.
It's this big. It's a love heart powder poof.
And what are you going to do with
it's
that?
It's infused with glittery, smelly stuff.
It's such a you thing.
It's such a me thing. Nala's Baby Vanilla
yes,
Carpet.
Yes.
You told me about that.
Yes, Nala's Baby's lovely. And from what I can gather, okay for sensitive skin.
Yeah. So the vanilla cloud stuff just smells...
I love a nice smelling baby.
Delicious. The Rock Lip Volumizer, I just reach for it all the time.
Easy.
It's a treatment. It's gorgeous. It's cooling. My lips are really swollen at the minute. It's just lovely. The Little People Big Dreams books.
Heard of them, but can't think why
so
or when.
So they sell them in Selfridges. They sell them on Amazon as well. And basically, they're about that big, a little book, and you can get them for boys or girls. And it's like, for example, like Princess Diana, Coco Chanel.
Yeah, that's right. I knew I'd seen it, but I couldn't think.
Different people, and it tells the kids about who they are.
I like that.
But they're very aesthetic.
And they're good for them as well. Like, you're learning shit.
Stunning.
If Thea ever asks me anything about history, that is not my strong point. So
wait till they're going to have school projects.
I never know the answer. Like, she'll say to me, Mum, in the World War, and I'm like, don't know. Sorry, I don't know.
Do you remember when you used to get tea bag and stain paper?
Yes, I used to and crinkle it all up.
Mm.
Yeah, when you do like an Anne Frank thing. Right, I got a Sisters and Seekers. It's called the Tommy Vintage Rugby Shirt. Cute. It's very me. It's very nice. It's always out of stock, but it's back in. I got the Fenty Skin Butter Drop Vanilla Body. I think you've already said that you've had this. And I saw a girl that I follow called So Stylish Soap, and I love
it
her.
It soaks in.
And she said it was great. So I thought, right, I'm going to get it then. I got some red capri pants from ASOS. And I just think that's just such a cute look with like...
Black sunglasses.
Black sunglasses and little black shoes. I got myself the Rimmel Spice Lip Liner. It's the same as my lip blush. It doesn't look like I've got that much.
Cappuccino is also
yeah,
a nice
I always
colour.
Grab a Rimmel one because I just think like they're cheap and if you lose them, it's fine. I got a tea tree oil soap bar from Amazon
love
because James
oil.
Is convinced that it's really good for any fungally skinny things. The Aldi coconut clusters are very nice. Not as low cal as I thought they would be, but a lovely little snack. They're like all clustery things. They're nice. And then everyone's been asking me this on Insta, some weekday balloon pants. They have them in grey, in white and in black. Ooh. And they are the perfect. I wore them at the baby shower in black. Perfect trouser with a little, you know, mesh shoe thing. Cute. Go and get them. And I've got them in extra small.
So what we're going to do, guys, is next week we're going to talk about all things baby, unless the baby comes over the weekend.
And then we're fucked.
Then we're fucked and we're not going to talk about it all, but we are. We're going to talk about like glow up. Tips for after the baby. We're going to talk about C-sections, natural births, what to pack
bag
in your
packing.
Hospital bag, what do you really actually use and what you don't.
Tips of the day.
I mean, I have started buying like my little bits and bats of glow up stuff because I just, there's certain
do you
things
not
that I
think
reach for.
When you get to the end of your pregnancy, you've not been able to do anything. You feel so
the
different.
The
excitement on the supplements, the Botox, the glow up, that you
put
get
my Botox.
You booked, it's such a feeling like I'm going to be me again.
I'm going to order a case of Ghost Rosé to put in my wine wrap. Anyway, guys, we have yapped this week from hemorrhoids to...
I've forgotten them.
Meniscuses.
Meniscuses.
Right, we love you all so, so much. Don't worry, Lauren's going to be holding the fort. Like we said, next week is...
This is me holding fort.
A little bit of a baby episode, but we're on the bonus. We're on the bonus. Just general chat, like all your dilemmas, all that kind of good shit. Leave us a review. Don't forget to subscribe. And please, guys, share when you are listening.
Yeah, we love it.
This week, we did 2 Pilates classes.
We did. And I did 2 giveaways on Patreon.
You did 2 giveaways.
Forgot about that.
All that fun is on Patreon. It really is the best closest, yeah, tightest little community. So we did 2 Pilates classes at Studio 34. The girlies went and enjoyed that. There's all kinds of chit chat going on there. So head over to our Instagram page at Knit Up Pod. If you tap on the link tree there, all of the links to everything are on there. See you later.
Bye.